Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
We're only a couple of days away before the election season comes to an end. Or will it? There's a thought that with various states allowing ballots to be counted after the election, the hysteria may not end for days. Even here in Nevada, with just 3 months before the national election, the Nevada State Legislature, in concert with Governor Steve Sisolak, changed the rules. Allowance has been made for mail-in ballots to be counted up to November 10th, a full 7 days after the election has supposedly come and gone. It's something that's never been done in Nevada's history, but it's something that might help Democrats and came from a Democrat-controlled legislature and a Democrat governor. This is all done under the guise that people might not be able to vote in person. However, even with the rise in COVID cases, Nevadans have still lined up in huge numbers to vote early. With all the efforts to put a thumb in the scale, the election outcome is up in the air. What makes the election so close, in fact, too close to call? Joe Biden has focused on the coronavirus and has accused President Trump of not doing enough, but he's left his plans for battling the epidemic somewhat up in the air. At one point, he said he would lock down the entire country if need be. He now says he would not lock down the country. At one point, he said he would initiate a nationwide federal mandate to wear masks. He now says he would not initiate such a mandate. Over the weekend, New York Times reporter Alex Berenson addressed Biden in his tweet, quote, "What's your plan? More lockdowns? Please be specific," end of quote. When asked to address his goal, he spends his time condemning President Trump in his response. The only specifics he has allowed for has been wearing a mask, investing in rapid response testing kits, and putting the government's faith back in science. These are all things President Trump is currently doing. Biden says he wouldn't end fracking. He's very aware that an end to fracking could be an economic disaster to several U.S. states. During the last presidential debate, he even said he, quote, "never said he opposed fracking," end of quote. CNN fact-checked Biden's claim and found it was false for Biden to say he never said he opposed fracking. In two Democrat primary debates, Biden made confusing remarks over fracking, but in 2019, he said, quote, "we would make sure it's eliminated," end of quote, when asked about the future of coal and fracking. Then in 2020, he said he was opposed to new fracking. Biden's flip-flopped on a lot of issues in this campaign. On the other hand, Donald Trump brought a great sense of economic prosperity to America. The economy was soaring until the pandemic reached out and hit the United States. Employment rates for Americans of all ethnic, cultural, racial, and religious backgrounds were at an all-time high. The virus forced shutdowns in this country reversed the economic success. However, since that time, the Trump administration has made incredible strides to restart the economy. The GDP numbers from July through September surged by over 33%. The previous post-World War II record was a 16% increase in 1950, 70 years ago. Under President Trump, we have not experienced troops being sent off to fight wars on foreign soil. Under President Trump, the world found out that America was not going to continue footing the bill for the UN, NATO, and all other worldwide ventures. The president demanded other countries step up to pay their fair share, and for the most part, they have. The president didn't try to force a false peace treaty between Israel and the violent forces in the Middle East, but he did secure peace treaties between Israel and three former adversaries. It's being said that there are five more countries that are willing to step up to the plate and make peace with Israel after the U.S. election. There's no question that President Trump must be reelected. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.